Hello everyone, my name is B. Welcome back to another episode of This Week with B. We are joined today by Webby. Hello.
Hello.
And Iris. Hi.
Hi.
And James.
Hi there.
Wow, that was really, exciting. Are you really happy today?
I had a soda earlier.
So, you know, yeah, that's that. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a soda and just like being that excited, but you know, whatever floats your boat.
Well, see, it's the first one I've had in like 2 weeks.
Right. So now you
have been riding that sugar high.
Yeah, I've been drinking straight water for the past 2 weeks, so the caffeine hit me hard.
Well, it's good for you.
Yes, I recommend drinking normal water instead of soda, because soda is bad for your health.
Says Iris, who probably drinks more coffee than anybody else I knew.
Listen, I only drink one cup of coffee a day. It's a very strict rule I have these days. It's always in the mornings, never again in the... So...
Whatever you say.
Don't come at me.
Whatever. So... as you guys will already know, if you listen to the podcast regularly, in the last episode of the podcast, I was not present because I was away. I was in London at the time, but I didn't want there to not be a new episode of the podcast because I'd already missed a week and life, you know. So I got my friends to record a podcast on my behalf together instead. And I did listen to the whole thing, by the way, in my car while I was driving home from London. I listened to the entire podcast. I see that you guys really took the opportunity while I wasn't there to say all the things that I normally wouldn't like you to say. I mean, you were nice, mostly. Some way of you, not so much. And I did notice that Webby actually said in the episode, you guys do know she's going to come back, right? And yeah, congratulations, Webby. I'm back and very frustrated with all of you. So just so you know, you're all off my Christmas list for next year, and you better get me really good birthday presents.
What did we say that you didn't like?
I don't think you said anything. I think you were fine, James. The rest of them were...
So it's just Iris and Rob.
Yeah, Rob was mean.
I called him...
Iris said I was scary and bossy, yeah. And Webby was being overly nice, as usual.
I'm not... That's just me being me.
Which is unacceptable in my podcast. My podcast is not about being overly nice. My podcast is about me.
Well, I was overly nice to you, to be completely honest. So
nobody asked.
I'm so sorry for being
Iris.
Nice to
you couldn't even remember the exact month and year that you first met her.
It's
and
true.
Exactly the video or series that forced you to meet her.
This is true. You guys did actually do a whole thing about when you met me. You all discussed this, but none of you actually remembered when you met me. Well, I think James, you did, didn't you? You said the months and years, but I think the rest of
it
you
was
didn't.
Either January or February of 2020. A time before
Iris said like the years and tried to do something precise. Webby didn't even try. He was just like, I don't know.
I said she season 5, was it? Yeah. And the Halloween season 4 2016. That's the first like full content I
That's not when you met me though. That's just how you were first exposed to me.
The video on Kim's channel was probably in September that year. I didn't specify that though.
Okay. And then I think Webby just outright said, I don't know, I don't remember, and didn't even try to think about it, so he doesn't care about me.
Okay. How about you inform me? When did we first meet, B?
What's that got to do with you?
It has to do with you.
Well, I didn't like you at the time, so it's all right.
Well, that's not
true. I thought you didn't like me.
Sounds like I'm going to have to return your birthday gift.
You can come get it if you want.
No, I said your birthday gift, not your Christmas.
You haven't got me a birthday gift.
I sure did.
What? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Already?
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking tea.
That's not my birthday for a while.
I know.
How are you going to make sure it's... Where, is it online?
Huh?
Is it an online gift? Like a game or something?
No.
Well, how are you going to make sure I get it in time?
Oh, I'll make sure you get it in time.
How?
by going back to the UPS store.
I don't think that's a smart idea. I don't think that's a good idea. I'd rather you didn't, because it cost a fortune last time to send me the Christmas present. So if Webby sends me a birthday present, I'm going to block him. Because I know how much it cost to send things through UPS last time, and it was ridiculous. They massively overcharged you. They literally robbed you guys. You were literally robbed in broad daylight. Unacceptable. Anyways, with that in mind, actually, what's everybody else getting me for my birthday? James does enough for me, so it's he's covered for like at least 10 years. Iris?
I was planning on sending you flowers, but after this, now I'm like, maybe not.
Oh, right, okay.
They would probably die before they got
No, either. Iris has sent me flowers before. She found a company online that was near me, I think, I'm guessing. I don't know how. I don't even know what the company was or how she found it. And they turned up at my house and knocked on the door and were like, are you B? And I was like, yeah. And then they just said, these are for you, and just handed me a bouquet of flowers. And I was like, okay. This happened because prior to that, I had told her that nobody had ever sent me flowers before. And so then she sent me flowers. I know, she's so nice, isn't she? Oh, yeah, well, whatever. Anyways, so, yeah, I mean, flowers. Flowers die real fast, but otherwise they're a nice present.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they're any less beautiful.
When they're dead, they're not beautiful when they're dead, love. They look horrible when they're dead. You throw them away.
Yeah, so you appreciate them while they're still alive, just like we do with human lives all the time. People do not live forever. Yeah, here we are appreciating everyone we love in our lives.
Wow, thanks, Iris, for that really joyous thought. People don't live forever. You heard it here first, everyone. Iris is real positive. This podcast is meant to be for younger audiences, but that's all right. Just in case you didn't know, you're all going to die.
I mean, it's up to you to see it in a negative light.
Just in case you all wondered.
I think that says more about you than about what I'm saying.
You're all going to die.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight. I didn't think I'd ever die.
To be fair, you were going to have nightmares tonight anyway, probably.
That's probably true.
Yeah. So actually, good question here. Webby, everybody in that podcast was sort of talking about Roblox briefly and the Roblox community and stuff. How did you find playing Roblox for the first time properly in the street? I hiccup at
disorienting.
The end of my sentence then. I don't know if you noticed. What?
It was disorienting. Like, I'm not used to the movements and stuff. And then people kept typing to me, but I couldn't reply because I was in the menu trying to change what I looked like, but I didn't know how.
Right.
It was complicated to me.
I'm surprised that you find it complicated because it's a kid's game.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like the easier something is, the harder it is for me to understand.
I would be concerned for your own abilities if you find a children's game hard to understand. Maybe you need to do what the most of the children do and play it on mobile, on like your phone.
No, that doesn't seem fun.
Well, all right, fair enough. I guess whatever makes you happy, I guess. So, on the topic of like Roblox and things like that, you guys talked a little bit about my community in the last episode, which I thought was interesting because most of your consensus was that you preferred my community before, but that you were proud of me. I don't know what you're proud of me in particular for, other than finding like a niche and utilizing it. But I think I can understand where you're coming from, and I kind of do agree. My community before, when it was small, was really nice. I knew everybody, and it kind of felt like a little family. But arguably, I feel like I felt more down because there was less people, and so the loud people that were mean were more noticeable. And I think I felt more down in some ways sometimes because some people could be really nasty then too. Yeah. Like even though there are definitely more mean people now than there were before, I still think I felt more down back then than I do now. You know,
I mean, I can see why, because obviously you wanted to build this and you did it. That's why we're proud of you. I don't see the problem with you having built this whole empire.
Empire.
I call it an empire.
Is that what we're calling it? Okay. Well, on the topic of my...
I don't see a problem with you building this little beans empire.
Literally a giant tower just stacked up of beans.
It's just that obviously we miss the closeness that there was between people before because it was easy to get acquainted with people. But now there's a lot of people. So for introverts like the three of us, it's more complicated.
Yeah, I understand. I think So interestingly, on the topic of like my community, I decided to make an Instagram story asking my community for some questions for you guys. Now, it's worth noting a lot of these people probably have not listened to the podcast and therefore will just ask random questions. But I thought we could answer some of the questions. I did actually say on the questions, you know, this is going to be for my podcast. So if you have some questions, like, go ahead and ask them and then we can answer them on the podcast. So hope people do listen. For those interested, we have actually, we are growing a listener base on this podcast, which makes me really happy because for a long time, like 10 people would listen to it. And I used to think I would really love to have like a podcast that has like actually people listening to it. I think we are currently up to 326 people listening on average to each episode now, which, I mean, you know, it's not like the size of some podcasts out there, but it's cool. It makes me happy. I'm glad that there's people listening to it. So thanks everyone, by the way, appreciate you. If you're listening to this right now, I know some of you guys do listen every single week, but also apparently the podcast itself has a system for sending questions in. So some people actually sent some questions on the podcast itself. Now it says questions. I put the question as what people think about the podcast. And I think some people just basically said lots of nice things. I don't think any of them actually said a question, but I thought we could go through the questions that I've been sent on Instagram. We could also read some of the positive things people have said in response to the podcast. And then I also thought it might be fun if we have a look and see if on the Apple podcast page, if we have any reviews, because I think some people acknowledge the fact that reviews on Apple podcasts don't show up unless you're actively looking for them. And I actually managed to find some reviews from Simply Unprofessional. And I read them to Webby, I think, if I remember correctly. The problem that I'm finding on Apple Podcasts is that it looks as though people have left reviews, but not actually written why they liked it. Like, not written anything in, just left a star rating, if that makes sense. And I don't know how to see if people have actually written anything. I don't think... you can't. Okay, so it is. We've just got 6 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts. I would say that that's nice. Thank you, guys. So first things first, before we answer the questions, let's read the things people said about the podcast on the Anchor site, which is a site that hosts our podcast. Vinny, if you're listening, said, "I loved it. B is amazing. Thank you. I appreciate you very much. You're very kind." And Holly said, "Hi, I really liked it. I'm also here from the free items live stream to comment my username." This person said, "Hi, yeah, I like the podcast. Give me something for free." That's fine. Lily said, "Hi, B, I love your vids and you're an amazing person. Also, Merry Christmas." Merry Christmas, Lily, if you're listening to this right now. Hello. And Moon said, "I agree with this because it's not fair how people are writing horrible things in the comments. They don't even read the title. Like, it only takes 2 seconds. B always takes so much time in her videos too." Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah, with all these people, get out of here. Yes, I think it is. Yeah, I think so. Now, on the topic of the community anyway, like I said, let's answer some questions. So let's have a look, see what people have been asking. We'll answer some questions. We'll throw Webby under the bus in whatever way possible, because no doubt his answers will be intriguing, to say the least. Oh. So the first question is how long has everybody here been a content creator for in total? First, for me personally, I have been making content since I had my first YouTube channel. Technically speaking, I had a YouTube channel before that too, but I didn't have the means to record on it. So I think I just recorded my screen with my phone or something. So I would say officially I've been making content since 2014, because that's when I've made my first YouTube channel, when I was 15 years old. So I've been here a while, guys. I've been here too long. And to be honest, I'm over it, to be honest. Iris...
So I did answer this in the previous episode.
Well, you might have, but I wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm gonna rehash it. So basically, like, obviously you inspire me. Yeah, getting that out of the way immediately.
What's that got to do with how long you've been a content creator for?
Let me get to it. So I started experimenting with posting Minecraft videos on the YouTube channel that I made in order to be able to comment on these videos, well, other friends' videos as well, around August 2018. And my first video went out, like my first proper full length video when at the end of that month, like on the very last day of August. So, how many years would that be? Four. It's been 4 years? Yeah, 4 years. But I only started streaming this year on my Twitch because I didn't have the technical means to stream before that. So I started streaming on January this year, but started YouTube in August 2018.
Right, okay. James?
Let's see. I think November/December of 2020.
Right. Now, I want to preface this before I hand over to Webby to answer this. When I say content creating, Webby, I mean any content creating that you've been making. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like you were content creating specifically on Twitch or something. It can be anything.
Okay. Jeez. See, now you're asking me dates and stuff. I'm going to guess 5 or 6 years.
Five or 6 years. There you have it, everybody. Thanks for your question. We don't have to dwell on these very long, by the way. There's a lot of questions, so we'll go through them. Don't worry. This person, actually, I normally avoid them if they're not proper questions, but I think this one's good to read. This person said, not really a question, but I hope you're all right and everything. And if you need to, please make sure you all take a break. And I thought that was just nice. So thank you. Aww, the username is literally unknown. So who knows who you are? Not me. Okay, but thank you anyway. Claire said, how old are you all, if you don't mind answering? And I didn't think any of you would be bothered. Unless you are. Speak now.
I would rather not reveal my age.
Okay, Iris won't tell you. Sorry. But the rest of us, I don't think any of us care.
I'm an adult. I'm an adult.
Okay. Does anybody else care about their age being on the internet?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm 23.
I'm 37.
Oh my gosh, you are, aren't you? I was waiting for 36. I was like, I forgot that you had a birthday. I forgot people age.
Yeah, I just turned 39.
What he's like, how old am I again?
Listen, I'm bad with stuff. I don't know how I do this every week on my own.
So let's expand on this a little bit here for something that Iris can actually answer. When is your birthday? Obviously, omitting the year.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
February 27.
Okay. James.
September 1st.
Webby.
August 24th.
Oh, do you know, it's nice because it means that I've got a nice long while before anybody else's birthday has come up, except Iris, who had to be born too soon. My birthday is January 23rd, which usually results in people being broke because everybody's just had Christmas to pay for, and then it's my birthday. Not that I want anything, I just feel bad because people buy me things but don't have the money to buy me things, and it costs them a lot to ship it.
Yeah, yeah.
As a side note, I would probably have been an Aquarius if I had been born to a better family. I was probably supposed to be born just a week before. So we would have had the same zodiac sign. Imagine that.
I don't care. But thanks for sharing anyway.
Wow.
Can you speak German? 9. Does that mean no?
That is correct.
I think so.
Webby can speak some German.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, it's not appropriate.
Yeah, not appropriate.
What is it, swearing?
No.
I can't remember.
It's less swearing and more innuendo-esque.
Message me again what it is whilst James answers the question.
I promise you it's not appropriate.
Okay, never mind. So Webby can speak some German, but all he knows is to say vulgar, disgusting things because he's a man and that's what men do. Sure. What other languages can everybody speak?
Well, we didn't answer if James knows
German. James, do you know German? Sorry.
I know, like, a couple different words, but...
Are they appropriate?
If...
Like, do you know how to say yes or no?
Maybe. I think is 9. Yes is...
Ooh.
Oh, I did not know that.
It's ooh. The Roblox dead sound?
With yeah.
Yes or no?
Ooh.
Ooh, the 9.
What, like the Roblox death sound? Ooh.
Oof.
Well, like,
I don't play Roblox very often.
Right.
Well, see, that technically the Roblox death sound is now...
Yeah, it is. Okay, how do you say hello in German?
I don't know.
I know how to say it.
I think goodbye is auf Wiedersehen or something like that, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure in German, hello is actually hello.
Yes, with an A instead of an E.
Hallo.
Exactly.
How do they say it?
Hallo.
Oh, just literally, hallo. Okay, I googled it. Hallo, just literally like that. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, German's a complicated language. Unfortunately, no, none of us really speak it, except Webby, who can say inappropriate things. so, you know. Now, this one is a question that I believe is going to be only for me, because I'm thinking it's a medical-specific question, which is, what was the hardest part of your transitioning? I think that It depends if you're asking me medically or socially. I don't really know. I think because the hardest part was more the social side of telling people, because telling people is not fun. Medically speaking, I think that the hardest part, medically speaking, is if it's not hitting yourself and getting to a point where you start to like yourself a little bit, and I say like yourself, I guess becoming partial or neutral to yourself, then I would say that it is probably... the hardest part is probably that it hurts. Like, especially, like, your chest and stuff really hurts whilst transitioning, because everything grows faster than it's supposed to, obviously. So, it kind of hurts.
It's like puberty all over again.
Yeah, but smushed into, like, a year and a half to 2 years. So, it's kind of painful. But, other than that, it's alright. The emotions and the mood swings and things, they're a bit annoying, but you know, it's not the end of the world. Someone asked, how is all of your days? How are we doing? How are our days? Iris, how's your day?
Nothing really interesting has happened to me today. But, you know, no news is good news, right?
I guess. Iris is always the most fun one to ask these questions to, because her answers are always like, yeah, nothing happened.
I could say, yeah, I'm fine. Like most people do, but
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. My day was wonderful. I did. I drank a cup of coffee this morning.
Thank you.
I drank one.
Thank you for
one
reminding me.
Singular cup of coffee this morning, everyone. Well, that's what you could do. You could be like, yeah, I'm good. I drank one singular cup of coffee. I did some stuff on Roblox. I did some diamond farming because I'm Iris and I diamond farm. And then that's it, you're done. You know? Webby, how was your day?
It was fantastic.
Ah, yay. What did you do?
I recorded a podcast.
Yeah, you got up, recorded a podcast, and that's all you did, because you've not been awake, have you? Long enough.
I've been awake since pretty early.
You woke up, right? Gone up, watched the movie that you recorded the podcast on, right?
Yeah.
Then recorded the podcast episode reviewing the movie. And then you're here.
Well, I mean, I'd been up for hours before we watched that movie, but yeah.
Why were you up for hours?
I don't know. I've been up since, like, on and off since, like, 6 a.m.
Why?
I don't know. Just can't sleep.
Right. Well, you should try harder.
I wish it were that easy sometimes.
Yeah, so do I. How's your day, James?
Not too bad. I pretty much went on the Minecraft server, made sure everything was working right with the new update.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tried preparing myself for the freezing cold tonight.
Oh yeah, what temperature is it going to be?
I think with the wind chill, it's supposed to get down to minus 20.
I see.
And that's Fahrenheit, so lower for you.
Well, good luck on that. That sounds horrible. Make sure you wrap up nice and warm. And
my cat will probably keep me warm. He's gotten to where he likes cuddling at night now.
I was gonna say cuddle your cat. Yeah, that's what I do. I force my cat to cuddle me when it's too cold.
Well, see, he forces the cuddles on me. If I try to move him away from me, he just digs his claws into me.
Oh, bless him. Okay, so additionally, I wanted to ask you guys as well, what do you have planned for your weekend? Because Christmas this weekend. Does anyone have anything good planned, or are you just all vibing? I know that for some of you, it's just... Actually, I think for all of you, it's just a normal day, isn't it? For all three of you. You're just going to have a normal day.
I mean, normally my family celebrates Christmas in some capacity, but not this year.
Well, you also celebrate Christmas on a different day in your country. So...
Oh, yeah, but still about the same weekend. Don't be so specific. It's still... The 24th is on Saturday. For people who are...
Oh, thanks, Iris, for letting us all know. Yeah, we didn't know that.
During
thank
Christmas
you.
Eve. And then we have the 25th on Sunday. So I don't see the problem. You asked about the weekend.
Okay.
What? Your 24th and 25th are on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
I'm so shocked, Iris.
He's being sarcastic. So, okay, so, I mean, I'm going to be with family, obviously, this weekend. You know, sometimes people think that, oh, I really wish that I could be with, like, family or whatever. They feel sad because they're not doing anything for Christmas. And then I'm like, yeah, but you get to avoid all the family feuds, arguments, and over-the-top stresses that come with being around everyone at Christmas. Not to mention the stress of buying everyone gifts and making sure your gifts are good enough. The pressure of having to say thank you for a gift that you hate. You know, lots and lots of things that are complicated about Christmas. I have so many family members. I'm so lucky that I'm an adult, so I can just say, no, I'm not going to visit them all now. Because before, it was so stressful seeing them all. So I think there's definitely some positives to not having anything happening. I get personally very stressed when things change a lot. And naturally, Christmas causes stuff to change a lot, right? There's a lot that happens, and my life gets all flippity doobity upside down, and that really stresses me out. I don't like it. I like to just kind of be able to just chill. So sometimes I don't like it when things happen. Like the thing that happens to me for Christmas is all right, but then it ends really fast, and then all that build up and excitement is gone, and then the part that I hate starts, which is the build up to my birthday. And then it's my birthday and I hate it, and I'm miserable all day. And then after my birthday is over, I'm then miserable anyway, because I'm always miserable, you know. But now I'm miserable and a year older. So, like, it's just a disaster. And then it's cold for a few more months. And then I'm just going to do the usual stressing about my job. But as well as stressing about my job and hating my life, I get to do that whilst a year older. So, you know, it's wonderful, truly wonderful. So, any of you going to be doing anything this weekend? Like, do you do anything? Have you got planned anything at all? Like, going to make yourself a little
I'm
snack?
I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
Yep, sounds fun. Webby?
On Christmas Eve morning, I have a tradition. I go out to breakfast with some old coworkers of mine.
Aww.
So I'll be doing that Saturday morning. And then Sunday, Rob will be traveling down to Connecticut to be with his family. So I'll be spending the day watching Matilda and hanging out with Matilda.
One day I'll come to see you at Christmas and you can take me to the co-worker meal in the morning and I'll come for breakfast with you all.
Okay.
And
are you going to have pizza
for breakfast?
No.
What are you going to have for breakfast? Do you always go to the same place?
Yeah, the last 6 years we have.
Right.
Is it Wendy's?
Just...
What? No, it's an actual sit-down restaurant.
Right, okay.
It's like a truck stop diner kind of place.
Classic Americans.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then you're going to have like eggs and bacon and stuff?
Yeah, probably. Eggs, bacon,
pancakes,
toast.
Waffles, you know, American.
Home fries.
Yeah. Good old Americans and your strange diners and foods that are filled with grease. James, what are you doing for Christmas?
I will probably be doing the same thing I do pretty much every day, play video games.
Yep, sounds good. I'm assuming your roommate will be home for Christmas or going to see family.
I have no idea.
You could have Christmas dinner together.
Yeah, no.
Fair enough.
If you're bored, James, and you want to play something, send me a message.
Well, you see, this is the thing is, you three all don't really do anything for Christmas. So, and if you're going to be bored on Christmas Day, well, you've got the perfect opportunity here. All three of you could do something together.
No, I also feel we're all pretty big like introverts, and I feel like we might all feel.
I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm gonna tell the truth here, because I said this to my mum in the car when you were all talking in the podcast.
I'm the loud one.
She said that actually. I'm gonna expose you on the podcast right now. Are you guys ready? All three of you? Are you ready? You're gonna get exposed. My friends don't talk to each other unless I am there. And that might sound like you're like, oh, that's ridiculous. That is not true. Rob and Webby do because they live together.
Nope, that is not completely true either.
Okay.
Me and Iris have spoken.
When?
And me and James have spoken several times.
When? When was the last time?
Through text chat.
That doesn't count.
Me and Iris was in VC with each other the other night.
What were you? Yeah, because I was wanted to test something with you, and then after she you did, and then immediately left afterwards.
Because afterwards it was bedtime. It was like 11:30 at night my time, which means that it was like
what they really.
What
a load of garbage, you guys! Listen, I go to the bathroom sometimes, and all my friends will be in here. We'll have Rob, Webby, there'll be Iris and James. John could be here. They could be all here in a call together. I'll go to the bathroom, and I have a wireless headset, so I keep it on. I go down there, I'm in the bathroom, or I go make food or whatever, and I listen, and I think, are they going to talk about something? And they stay in complete silence until I come back and say, I'm back, and everybody all at the same time goes, hi, welcome back. Literally, they just stay in complete silence while I'm gone, and I don't know if I should be flattered or appalled by the fact that none of my friends like each other.
Seriously, because I'm usually concentrating on something else, like a game.
Listen, it's not that we don't like each other. I think it's just that we tend to have a bit like completely different interests.
All right, let me ask you a question. You guys have to answer honestly. All right, genuine question here. No one's allowed to be offended by this. You have to answer honestly, though. Okay, you ready?
Me, Iris, and James are such good friends. I know what month they were born in.
Okay, they did just tell everybody about 15 minutes ago. So I don't know.
I tried.
Listen carefully to my question, okay? And you have to answer it honestly. Okay, this is the question. Would any of you be friends if you didn't know me?
No.
Yeah.
How would I have ever met
them? Okay, no, listen. If you met each other... Like, you just naturally met each other in a public place. Say, I don't know, you were playing games or something, and say John was around and you got introduced to each other. Had I not existed or wasn't here, would you have gravitated towards each other? Would you have become friends after meeting each other? Had I not encouraged you to?
We probably have remained acquaintances, I feel.
Iris is like, I mean, we'd know each other exists.
They'd probably get the occasional Discord message.
What, like, to say? What would you say in it?
The same things I message all my acquaintances. Hey, just seeing how you're doing, making sure you're alive.
You message people that?
Wow, you actually do that?
You didn't message me that?
You do that?
Well, that's because I talk to you almost daily.
You don't message me either, James. Even when we haven't spent a few days not having talked to each other.
He doesn't like you. Wow.
You know what? Hold on.
Iris, have you ever gone a few days Webby's without messaging in our group chat?
No.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to check if you're alive because you message in the group chat all the time. Webby's going to check right now if you've ever messaged that time, by the way.
No, sometimes
I'm scrolling in me and James's Discord chat.
Yeah.
For something very specific.
Okay.
Because I'll have you know we've been talking since December of last year.
So you mean you were talking since the December of last year when James reached out to all my friends to ask them to send messages for my birthday?
No.
We've been messaging since December 3rd of 2021.
Why did you message each other on December 3rd of 2021?
Talking about GTA.
Why? What about it?
Setting up the thing for the modded thing we was going to do.
Right. Okay, I see. Okay, fair enough. All right, fine. But we were talking specifically about voice chats here.
That's hard for me. I'm a very quiet person.
Yeah.
I have no problem sitting in a voice chat with people for hours and me not saying a word unless somebody directly asks me or speaks to me.
I know. I speak to you directly on purpose to get you to talk more.
I know. I'm just a very quiet person.
You say about the voice chat, but the very second message to him asking about that, I was like, hop in VC if you can.
Yeah. And I'll do you one better. In January of this year, I randomly messaged him saying, hey, I hope you have a good day. And then he said, you too. And then I sent him a very lengthy post, if you'd like me to read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Says, doing my best. The day started off like one of those days where every little thing was going to, I'll just say, irk me. Instead of what I actually wrote. But I'm trying not to let it drag me down. But I just wanted to let you know I really appreciate getting to know you and how nice you've always been to me. And I want you to know I appreciate you. Sometimes people take others for granted and don't like express appreciation that much. So boom.
What a chance to apply. Okay, thanks.
This is so sweet.
No, he put aw.
Aw. Someone's just like, oh, and there's just reams and reams of information. Like, I really appreciate you. I'm really grateful that you reply. Oh.
There's another reply, but it has some colorful language.
Oh, okay. Sounds like James. James,
my reply was, I try to be nice to everyone unless they're insert word here.
Yeah. James is always nice, yeah, but he's really, really shady. So he'll willingly, like, tweet or say something shady to anybody he doesn't like. So he's like, you're really nice, but the second you annoy him, you're going to get shady tweets about you. So, whereas Iris...
what all those tweets are about, Shane. You don't like me.
Well, the thing is that Iris can't hide when she doesn't like someone. She is incapable of hiding it. She, like, shuts down. She's, like, really shitty with them. Iris cannot hide that she doesn't like you.
Sorry, Yeah, but when was the last time I expressed my dislike of a person in front of you?
Very long. All the time! What do you mean? No! You literally did
what
it last night. I was in a call with you last night and I was telling you about somebody I was talking to and you expressed that their friend, you don't like them. You literally expressed that.
Oh, yeah, but that's a different situation.
Oh, is it? It's different, is it now? All right, okay.
I wouldn't know that if they were next to me.
No, but you just said in front of me, not in front of them.
Yeah, we're talking about how I engage with other people,
if anybody wants to see you be engaging in shady behavior, then all they need to do is read your Twitter circle.
Actually, my Twitter circle barely has anything in it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you post it?
I'm not
it
like
in?
Those people. Wait, what?
Where do you post your shade? What's your preference to post your shade?
I don't post shade these days.
These days. Just that, well, yeah. That was the early 2022 me. The late 2022 me doesn't do that.
I used to shade people like from, I'm gonna call it work. Work.
Yes.
Not people from my friends, from my friend circles.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, good to know. There you go, Webby, you're free from the shade.
So, to be clear, I feel like I would have no problem being friends with Iris or James, even not having met them through you, though.
Hey, well,
I understand if I'm not the type of person. I don't feel like I'm a very approachable person sometimes.
No, but the question is,
I mean,
the question
is really naturally easy for you to say.
No. Well, because I didn't think you were to approach, remember?
Let me say something. Back in the day, when I first started hearing of Webby and obviously the rest of the distractions, like at the beginning, I only knew Sean and Tamara.
I was going to be like, I did not want to approach you. You were scary.
Become acquainted with other people. The point is that Webby always struck me like this guy that was like really unapproachable. I don't know why.
I mean, because I get that a lot.
How could you say something so horrible? Lol, Iris is mean.
Look, he said it first, so it's so horrible. I don't know why.
There's something I think, to be honest, when I first met Webby, I don't know what it is, but I really just thought he didn't like me. I just really thought he hated me. And I think I don't think it's an energy you give off. I think it's just that I'm similar. People say all the time they think I don't like them because I'm like, people say I'm mean a lot, but I don't know. Maybe I just give off like an off. I think I just naturally give off an off-putting vibe. You know, I think I just give off an off-putting vibe.
What do you mean by off-putting?
Well, I put people off. What do you think that means?
Yeah, but I think it's just that people know that you're always busy.
But people, I'm talking about the way that people speak to me. People actually say to me sometimes, "I thought you didn't like me." Is what I mean.
I never thought this of you.
Oh, wait, really? Because I didn't like you. No, I'm kidding. I think, I don't know, people say that I give an off-putting vibe sometimes. I'm not sure. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know. But mainly...
I thought you were really sweet.
Okay. Mainly, I just assume personally that you guys just wouldn't really get along without me being here, based primarily on the fact that you don't really talk if I'm not here. And if I walk off, you all just go silent.
I mean, personally...
Can you imagine being in a room together in real life and I leave the room and you all just sit there just like twiddling your thumbs and looking at each other like, oh, well, doo-da-doo. And they're just looking at each other.
I mean... Personally, because of my personality type, I just tend not to engage with people unless we share a common interest. And
you mean like Overwatch or Roblox or distractions media and podcasting and streaming?
But
the list goes on.
See, some of the things I normally don't like feel motivated to talk about Overwatch and things like that is that. Playing a game doesn't mean that you're like interested in talking about it after you're done with playing with it.
I mean, yeah, of course. Being interested in something doesn't playing it and spending hours of doing it doesn't mean you're interested in it. No, of course not.
Right. For example, you see me playing Minecraft, but I'm not talking about Minecraft once I'm done playing Minecraft.
I have not seen you play Minecraft in ages.
Yeah, but when I was playing Minecraft, I didn't talk about Minecraft outside of my streams.
Okay, well, fair enough. Let's go on to next question, because I feel like this is going to go on forever. What are you guys' favourite colours? At the moment, mine is sage green right now. I'll matcha. Ooh. I like matcha green too. Webby?
That's why you... Oh.
Green and blue. like an emerald.
Like
green.
An emerald or a turquoise kind of vibe. Yeah. Like a toothpaste. Yep. James. Black.
No, I was going to say red, and then black and white.
Yeah. Iris, I wonder what yours could be.
Before I answer, I'm just going to say that you instantly gained a lot of points of appreciation from me for the fact that you said turquoise and instead of just calling it greenish blue or bluish green, like most people do.
What? Me?
Anyway, that's...
Oh, Webby.
Yes. No, you.
Well, Webby said that too.
No, but you said it first.
I said sage green.
Oh, this isn't a competition.
Yeah, but you were talking about Webby's... green.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were responding to Webby's answer, I mean.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to tell everybody that your favorite color is purple?
Yes, not all purples are the same, but I do like most purples, and I also like turquoise.
You like turquoise as well?
Yes.
Interesting. All right, that's fine. Now, I wanted to do something, but let me see if there's any more questions before we do it. What are you going to do during the holidays? Someone did actually ask us, but we already answered that, so sorry. And let's see what else we've got. We have, besides Roblox, if you made a YouTube channel, another one, lol. Someone put lol, they're like calling me out. What would it be around? Honestly, I don't think I would do anything other than Roblox now, because anything I try, I realize I either just don't have the time, I get sick of it and bored, and I don't know, it's complicated. So to be honest, I'm probably going to stick to just making Roblox content on YouTube from now on until the point where I feel like I need to change my mind. But for the time being, that's what I'm probably going to do. So yeah, that's really. My goal right now is that.
You just realized that you haven't actually talked about your experiment with Minecraft the other month.
I did say earlier on to James and Webby when you weren't here, but it's one of those things where I just don't have the time. It just I enjoy it and I would like to do it more, but it just requires more time than I have available. I'm so busy all the time. I just simply do not have time for it. And I wish I did. I wish I had more time for it, but I just don't. And so, you know, it's one of those things where unfortunately I just have to think about what's going to make me money and help my business and what's going to take up time that I don't have. And unfortunately, this is one of those things that's going to take up time that I don't have. In an ideal world, what I want to do is I want my Brooksburg channel to keep growing and have more content going out. My Rawhide channel, obviously, to continue. I think that what will probably end up happening is that I'll probably take the Minecraft channel and start posting the Brookhaven content that I want to test. Try out that stuff I was showing you guys earlier, that like Brookhaven style, like fun stuff. I need to try and branch out somewhere because Royal High has too many dry periods. So I'm thinking about trying some like Brookhaven stuff on there, maybe a couple times a week, just see how that goes, see how people's responses are to it with like the high energy editing and stuff. I won't post it as regularly because it's going to be a lot of editing, and therefore we will experiment with it and see how it goes. And then on my vlog channel, I don't think people are enjoying watching me just do general life vlogs, like showing what I'm doing. So I'm thinking about trying out some, I think I mentioned this before, some like Call Me Chris style stuff where she does like 5-minute crafts or TikTok reactions and things like that. I'm thinking about trying some of that instead. So yeah, I'm gonna give that a go and see how that goes, and hopefully it goes well. We'll have to wait and see. But for the time being, that's sort of the plan at the moment, because I need to be focusing really right now on what's gonna further my business and not time wasting, because I'm trying to take more time for myself to do things I love that aren't working related. And it's increasingly hard to do that when I'm always doing extra work that I am gonna have no return from in the first place. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to only really create stuff that I know is going to benefit me in the long run, or can potentially benefit me in the long run, if that makes sense. Now, I wanted, because people mentioned to me on Twitter that they don't all actually know my friends that well, other than the fact that they just appear in my videos. And so I wanted to take some time in this episode of the podcast for the friends that join me to let people actually get to know who they are a little bit, because they actually don't really know you guys. Like, they've heard you, how you met me and stuff, but they don't really know who you are or what you like. So I want you to take it in turns. We'll go Webby, then Iris, then James. So just tell everybody a bit about yourselves. Tell everybody a bit about what you do and what you like, what you dislike, and things like that. Introduce yourself basically like you're meeting someone for the first time, so that my audience listening to this, since you're going to be in the episodes a lot, will get to know a little bit more about who you are. Go.
And you're starting with me?
Yes.
This is the worst idea ever.
I know. I love it. Go for it.
I'm Webby. I'm.
Are you sure? You don't sound confident.
I'm not at all.
are you really Webby? Are you sure?
You're an imposter.
I am the one who always joins the streams, and now every time people say my name, a bunch of pandas pop up, which is nice. I'm part of Distractions Media.
You want to talk about what that is?
Oh, just a bunch of content creators. We do everything from a podcast or two to live streaming D&D to just all of the various streamers and content creators that we have. I am the resident angry panda, though once you get to know me, I'm less angry. I don't know. That's it. I like video games. And D&D.
He's quite
D&D's
soft,
a huge
really.
Part of my life.
He's like he's like those chocolate ice creams where the exterior is hard, but when you bite through the chocolate, it's all soft on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's he likes to pretend that he's like, it's like a, he's like a bear that's like really a teddy bear, you know. Like,
but
he looks
I have heard that people can go entire conversations with me, and I usually just reply in grunts or groans.
Yeah, but as people get to know you, it's kind of like when you have a child. So for those of you who have not grown up with a younger sibling or not have had, like, been a teacher or not had children of your own, you may not know this, but when you have a child, they start to learn how to mumble sounds early on in life and make, like, just random noises. And their parents and their family understand what they're saying. Like, they know what they're saying and know what they're trying to tell them. Meanwhile, everybody else around them is looking at them and going, what? Like, they have no idea what they're saying. So, similarly to that, Webby, when he grunts, I think people from around him have no idea what he's saying. But if you know him, then you know what he's saying, you know? Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, you know. So, I mean, that's fine. Thanks so much for your input. By the way, fun fact, from when I was a teacher, I hate it when people grunt at me or make noises at me and don't tell me. I like people to verbalize. I find it very annoying when people don't, because I don't like it when people just assume that I understand what they're doing instead of actually just telling me instead. So just a random fact there. Iris, tell we'll do you first. Tell everybody about who you are, what you do, and stuff.
Hi everyone, my name is Iris, but I let people call me Iris because it's simpler that way. They don't misspell my name.
Because you're stupid, but yeah, go on.
You know, Americans in particular, also British people, but mostly Americans that don't know, they believe that no
Americans
Spanish,
are extra long. Stupid, so.
Anyway, I stream on Twitch, I occasionally make YouTube videos, but I mostly stream on Twitch. I don't know. How can I make myself sound interesting? I am a programmer. Been programming for quite a while already. At 13 years. We'll say. No, longer than that. I also used to be a game developer. I guess I kind of still am, but I'm not active in that game. It's not a Roblox game.
What's the difference between a programmer, which you still are, and a game developer, which you are no longer? People might want to know that.
I mean, programmer is more of a general thing. A game developer doesn't have to be a programmer. It depends on exactly what kind of work you do for a game. Like, level designers could be considered developers as well, but they don't necessarily know programming. Artists or can also be considered developers even if they don't know programming and so on. I'm also a pixel artist, although I haven't done any pixel arting in a while, for the past couple of years, because it has to do with not being active as a game developer, really.
I'm a pixel artist, but I haven't done much pixel arting in a while. Good to know.
Well, I did for quite a while. We're talking about like 14 years, I think. Something like that. I also know Spanish. Like, my first language is Spanish. I did not teach myself English, but I did learn English outside of school because in my country, which is Chile, I forgot to mention my country, by the way. Chile is this long and narrow strip of land on the west coast of South America. In my country, people don't properly teach English in school. So I had to learn English outside of school because I wanted to know English in order to be able to programming in particular requires you to know English. Like, there's no way to do programming without having to learn a little bit of English, because most documentation literature is in English. I also started, we already went over the YouTube and Twitch thing, so I don't need to explain that again.
Okay.
I don't know. What else can I say about me?
I think that about covers it. I think you're good. I think that's all right.
Yay.
James.
I'm James. There's not really much James. To know about me.
Hi, James.
I pretty James, much spend all of my time in front of the computer moderating Discord, Twitter community, YouTube comments.
You'll have seen him around a lot in my Discord server.
Doing fun things like selecting who goes on to the next round of pageants, breaking people's hearts.
Yeah, the usual, you know. Is that it?
Pretty much.
How interesting. Thank you so much for just coming here and really empowering this podcast.
Oh, see, all these people get to do cool things. All of my experience has either been being in the army or working in customer service, yelling at people on the phone.
Oh.
I mean, yelling at people sounds like a joy, to be honest.
Iris is a psychopath.
But
I think we all already knew that.
I am not.
Okay. Okay, so I am interested. I want you guys to tell me a little bit, just one thing. Pick one thing, one particular memory that you have in your mind that you don't mind sharing that makes you happy every time you think about it.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Why do I ask?
I have an answer to that, but I don't want to give it here.
Oh, okay. Well, pick one that you can give here then. Pick an online memory if you have to.
I'll let somebody else answer what I think.
Okay. Webby, pick a memory that you would like to share that makes you happy.
Spending time with you.
Thanks.
That's not a senior memory.
All right. Okay. All right. Rules lawyer. Single memory. I thought it was very kind and it meant a lot to me when you changed your Twitch thing to where when people did type my name, it made all those panda emotes. That was very sweet.
I did it literally because I knew it would make you happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I am such a nice person, everyone, by the way, in case you wondered.
Yeah, the problem is that my happiest memory also has to do with you, but I don't want to say it.
Oh, for Christ's sake. James? James having to really have a think about this one. Did James die? Did his internet go out again? Did everyone die? Hello, family, friends. Did the internet die?
No, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, okay. That was weird. Oh,
do you hear us again?
Yeah, the ping all went like really crazy, and I didn't hear anything anymore. And I was so confused. Sorry, James.
But no, I was just sitting here waiting or watching or listening to Iris going around and going around, trying to not bring up.
I will tell you now that we can hear us again.
Okay, go on.
My happiest memory was your reaction to being sent flowers by me.
In all your years
that's
of
my
life.
Happiest memory.
That's your happiest memory. Fantastic.
Okay, okay, look. I don't usually get to do things for other people. And for me, being able to make someone close to me smile is good enough.
Aww, look at her. She's so nice. All right, Webby. James. It's James' turn, sorry.
See, I'm going to be completely different from all these people. All their happiest memories was you. My happiest memory was in high school, getting to go on the band trip to Florida and spend a week down at all the Disney parks.
Okay, I mean, fair enough.
Just because that's something we normally never would have been able to afford for me to do, and it only cost us like $400 for the entire week, plus the hotel room, all the tickets, food.
Wow, that's awesome. Why was it so cheap?
Because we did a lot of fundraisers in band to get the money for it.
So then your family didn't have to pay as much.
Yep. So all our portion was $400 for the trip.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then another second favorite memory, which is similar to it, is getting to go whitewater rafting on our senior trip.
My school did not do like exciting things like this. The only trips we did were if they were going to be relevant to your actual learning. So I went on, the only trip I went on was in like when I went into college, which is what we do after high school here. And I went to a river to test the currents and the speeds of the current and the animals that lived in it as part of my geography assessment. So that was wonderful.
Well, we had three options. We could have went to the Kings Island theme park, which I'd been to many times. We could have went to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is something that you can just do anytime you want. And I was like, when am I ever going to have the chance to go whitewater rafting again?
Fair enough. All right.
I do have a second one.
Go on then.
If possible. Petting a whale. That was a really neat experience.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you get the
All right, it's a petter. When did you pet a whale?
So every year for my birthday, before my dad passed, he would bring me out on his boat. He was a lobsterman on the weekends. Right. And it would just be me and him. He'd take me out and we'd spend the whole weekend out on the ocean. And, you know, we'd go camping pretty much. We'd just drop anchor somewhere over normally by like the Isle of Shoals, which not everyone will know what that is. It's just an island off the coast. And one night I woke up and there was something bumping up against the boat. And I went out onto the deck and my dad pointed over the edge. So I looked and it was just a whale sleeping on the surface of the water, just drifting, and it kept bumping up against the boat. So I got to reach over and pet it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat experience.
That is so cool. I love that. For real. Wow. That's really awesome. I'm jealous. I want to experience that. Well, cool. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
So, with that said, I think it would be cool for us to mainly just share one last thing before we finish off, which is to say, what is your favourite memory of us that we've done together as a distractions group, each of you? So we'll start with Iris.
I can actually answer that.
Okay.
I feel like this year's charity stream, the December charity stream, which was this first weekend of December, I feel like that's my best memory with the group. It was really nice spending time with you all, and especially the people who are not here present. It was really fun. I never thought I would feel inspired to stay up 24 hours without sleeping like that. I thought that I would quickly lose motivation and just randomly take a nap between games, like for the games that I wasn't participating in. But I actually felt incredibly motivated throughout the whole thing, and I'm glad that I accepted the invitation.
I like that. Jibs.
Similar to Iris, except mine would be last year's Christmas charity stream.
Why? What about it specifically?
I just like how towards the end when we was doing Gardic Phone, everybody was just so exhausted. We was drawing whatever we wanted. No worrying about keeping it PG at that point.
We had a really, really funny time, I remember, in that Gartic Phone stream. There's so many clips out there of, like, just us being utterly ridiculous. And
I just remember you dying at the dog holding a bowling ball or a severed head.
Yeah, that was so ridiculously funny. And I can't understand or express to people in words just how ridiculously funny that was. We just had, like, the best time, and I think some of my favorite memories have got to be those like moments where like something unexpected happens or something that maybe we just didn't anticipate, and it just ends up resulting on us just absolutely crying with laughter because it's
such as fun. Eye resting.
Listen, I was really tired.
Resting.
I fell asleep.
I love that moment.
I was really tired, and so I fell asleep, and I'm not gonna apologize for it. I was absolutely exhausted in the stream, guys, and I fell asleep in the stream. And when I woke back up, I was like, I was, I don't know, what was it? I was like, I was just eye resting, yeah. So yeah, I was just, I don't know, I was really exhausted, all right? So get out of here and leave me alone.
I couldn't believe it when I saw your stream. I couldn't believe it because I heard people say that you had fallen asleep, but I wasn't looking at the stream, so I didn't believe it. I expected that you'd just be completely silent, maybe with your eyes closed. And then I realized you were not even responding to us.
Wow. So, Webby, what about you? What's your favorite DM memory?
I mean, honestly, every year's Christmas charity stream is usually the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
Ever since the beginning of it, where I know originally they only wanted it to be a 12-hour stream, and I was the one who really pushed for the 24-hour stream, and it's been 24-hour ever since.
I know we hate you.
I'm aware. I'm also the only person so far, with the exception of, I think, 2 years ago now, when I lost power during one of them, and I couldn't be there, but I was still on my phone trying to be there as much as I could. But I'm the only one to date who's been up for all 24 hours and part of every event for each stream.
I thought you were going to say part of all 24 hours and at least one of them. I was going to say, excuse me. I was there
every
whole time,
every
man.
One of them.
But
I will say this past one was probably one of the better ones. We all had a lot of fun and we raised a lot of money for a really good goal. And as much as I am going to grumble about it later, I'm glad that we raised the money for me to have to, quote unquote, be punished by next Halloween stream having to wear a costume and next Christmas stream having to essentially become Santa. So
don't lie, you're looking forward to being your Mrs. Claus.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. And Rob being our snowman. John, right. Being an elf.
And just so you know, B, we're expecting you to have on a curly-haired gray wig.
That's going to itch like crazy. Why can't I be a hot Mrs. Claus?
I mean, if you want to.
So you're saying old people can't be hot? You heard it here first, everybody.
I don't think I said that, but okay. But I would like to, you know, I would like to not look gross.
I mean, you could wear one of the Mean Girls Christmas outfits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about this, just to be clear. Okay, well, that's fine. Let's just go ahead and say that I am grateful for everything you guys all do, and I'm grateful for all of the community and everybody who watches us. I'm not so grateful for that comment about the Mean Girls outfit, but I'll get over it. So yeah, anyways, I hope that those questions and those little chats gave you guys a little bit more insight into the type of people we are. I know a lot of people really wanted to know a little bit more about us and just who we are in general. So it was nice getting to just tell you guys a little bit about us. And you know, we're all different, we're all a bit weird, we're all a bit interesting, but I think it's nice that we get to spend time together and have this like really nice community that's been created here. And yeah, we're really grateful for you guys. So thank you so much for all of your love and support. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It does mean a lot. If you are listening on a website that allows you or an app that allows you to, please do consider leaving a positive review. It does help us a lot. And if you have any questions you want to share with us, feel free to tweet them to us or Instagram or whatever you like. We can answer them in a future podcast episode too. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining me. Do you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
Who are you starting with?
Webby.
Sure. On Twitch at DM Webby, and you guys can, if you're so inclined, you guys can go listen to my podcast, which is Simply Unprofessional, but it is not child friendly. There is mature language usage, mm-hmm. I guess. And being a judge on the 27th, right? Is that it? 27th?
Yeah, assuming all goes to plan, you'll be joining me to be a judge, yeah, on the 27th, yes.
That's right. I can be bribed, just so you know. I don't know how they would, but...
Good to know.
Amazon gift cards.
Iris?
You can find me on at twitter.com/irreligiousTV. Or you can find me at twitch.tv/irreligious. The second one is without the TV. Blame Twitter.
Blame Twitter.
Yeah, because someone took irreligious ages ago and hasn't used the account, but it's still taken since 2009. So I cannot do anything about it.
All right. And James.
Twitter.com/gloriouscoma. I have my link tree in my bio, which will link you to all my socials. And if you're a company listening to this and want to sponsor the podcast, reach out to B's business email.
Okay.
Hey, you never know.
Well, yeah, I suppose you could do that if you really wanted to. All right. Well, that's it then. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you all for being wonderful. Thank you guys for being here and stuff like that. And we will see you guys soon. So thank you so much, everybody. And bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.